You're entering a judgment-free zone. Oh, no, that's not true.
There will be some judging.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
So, last night, the Oscars, Allison Janney, I guess, won for I, Tonya.
Yeah.
Did you see that story that came out that, because, you know, Tonya Harding's been getting all kinds of attention.
Yes.
Since this movie came out. Her and her husband met because she saw him karaoke Great Balls of Fire.
That vaguely sounds familiar.
That was reasonable.
She was impressed, fell in love, I guess.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
So I've never karaoke'd, and that's one of my goals to get through life, not ever karaoke'ing.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you. But for those of you who do, what's your song, and what have you ever gotten for it? I mean, have you got a date?
Mm-hmm.
Have you bought a drink? Nice compliment? Something really rude?
Yes.
Okay.
You have a song.
Of course I have a song. Has it gotten you anywhere? My Bette Davis eyes.
Has it gotten you anywhere? Nothing?
Nothing.
Not even a drink?
I don't even think a drink.
Not even a drink?
Is he having a good job?
No.
A high five?
Oh, I mean, you know, you get the crowd going because people like it. They like this song.
Yeah.
And I have, you know, I've got my moves. I put a little effort into it. So I'll get a good job.
You'll get a good job because people don't know what else to say.
Nice try. It's awkward at that point. Uh-huh. I've obviously put a lot of work into it, and I'm terrible.
You haven't been booed off stage.
Well.
So it's pure charity.
I think so.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with it. I know.
Okay.
It's mostly for my enjoyment. I'm not considering your ears or your feelings when I'm up there.
Kind of like this show. <laughs> 2801025. Curious, those of you who karaoke.
Kurt's got a move.
What's your
too.
Song?
You've done splits.
And what's it? Yeah, I do what's some it splits. Get you, Kurt?
I do the splits. It got me a couple drinks back long ago.
From
people
the splits?
Like it. Yes. Yeah. There might have been one instance when Billy Joe's was open that I might have been doing a Bon Jovi song, and I really got into the the butt thrusting towards the crowd, and that got me a drink or two from a woman.
Mom again.
No.
Kurt's pelvic thrusting gets him a drink, and my choreographed Bette Davis eyes gets me nothing.
That's right.
This is upsetting.
It should be.
That's how bad it is.
Did you bring this up this morning just upset me?
Yeah, Ken wanted to hear about me pelvic thrusting. That was Ken's goal on a Monday. I know it'll make this day terrible.
2801025, what's your karaoke song? And
I am surprised.
What's it gotten you? Yeah.
That you have not. For some reason, I would have thought maybe once or twice you would have gotten up there with your wife or something.
No, I told you the one story, it almost happened. I was out of the country with a friend.
Right.
We were in Canada.
Yeah.
And we were actually at different bars, and then we met up again at another bar, and he was weird, acting weird. Finally, I'm like, what is going on? He goes, well, I was getting ready to karaoke. And then you came back. And he goes, do you want to do it with me? And it was late, and I'm like, all right, if I'm ever going to do it, it's out of the country.
Right.
Yes.
Does that not even count?
Right.
But it was almost bar closed, and they never got to our turn.
Sure. So what was it going to be?
It was Brandy.
Oh, was it Brandy?
You're a fine girl.
Yeah. I should have known.
He had already picked it out and turned it in, so I had no say in it, but I was going to do it. So, But that was it. Never done it since, or never did have to do it. So, Jenny, this was your friend?
When we went to New Orleans for a work trip, we all went out one night, and we found this karaoke bar, and she's like, okay, watch this, you guys. And she gets up, and she sings her rendition of Rapper's Delight.
Yeah.
And they had to finally just cut her off, and the DJ got up and he goes, all right, that was worse than an appendectomy. And she's like, I've never got that reaction before. And I'm like, yeah, you probably just should have skipped out on that one.
I thought this was going an entirely different direction. Like, you got drinks all night or something. I can't believe.
She got booed off the stage. This is completely backwards. She was just like, well, guess we're going to go to the next bar and try again.
Never be dissuaded. I love it. Thank you, Jenny.
Like,
you take care.
Yep.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.